kinds of cardboard box.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
It loses its value if you take it out of the package.
Hey, PDU crew, this is Elio Matos on Package Design Unboxed. Last week, I purchased an NFT for Glenn Fittich, and I purchased it through a company called Blockbar. And Blockbar, what they do is they sell NFTs of liquor. You buy the NFT through their site, they'll store the liquor for you. Whenever you resell the NFT, the person takes ownership of that NFT, and then they're still storing liquor. If you ever want to burn the NFT, means you trade it in for the actual liquor, they'll send it to you and package it and everything. Now, the reason that I purchased that NFT was the packaging that comes with the liquor bottle. It was for a Glenfiddich 21-year-old scotch that is celebrating Chinese New Year. The packaging was designed by a Chinese illustrator, and it has these deer, which Glenfiddich means Valley of the Deer in Gaelic. And the illustrations have deer, there's like rockets, there's lions, there's all these crazy things that are happening. It's like all these celestial bodies. The idea behind this is to tie it back to Chinese New Year and that celebration. There's lots of reds and oranges in the packaging. The box that it comes in is this rigid box with a hinged door on the front of it. And it has like a leather strap, a gold leather strap that you pull in order to access the bottle inside. Now the bottle itself, the glass on the back side of the glass has some laser etching of a lot of the constellations, which then draw out a lot of the illustrations from the packaging itself. And as you're looking at the constellations through the bottle, because you're looking at the front of the bottle, then the constellations in the back are magnified because that's just the way it works. And it looks really cool. Now, the reason that I purchased it was I received a newsletter from Walpole UK. They were talking about this release of only 200 bottles for this Glenfiddich Chinese New Year celebration. Personally, I'm looking to learn as much as I possibly can about NFTs and the blockchain and what's happening with digital products, because I want to see how I can apply that knowledge to physical products and physical packaging. I could watch a million YouTube videos out there on what NFTs are and how they work, but until you actually start investing and putting your own money to work in these NFTs, and you know, by working, it might mean losing it completely, you're not really gonna learn how they work and what gas fees are and how to sell it and how to, you know, transfer money through through different exchanges. So by having done this, I think the more that I do it, the more that I can see how it can apply to real world products. So when I'm talking to a client about packaging, the conversation may come up about how do we incorporate something new, these NFTs, these non-fungible tokens, into the real world experience. You know, can this brand release a limited edition pack that is only available through this NFT purchase, which is an investment in that particular pack, and the brand can hold on to it. And once that customer wants to receive it or they want to gift it, they exchange that NFT for that particular product. Now, it only works if you're holding on to that NFT for a long time in order for that product and NFT to gain value, if that's what you're looking to do, or if you're just trying to create this new digital experience for your consumers. So as an example, recently Loewe in Spain released a collaboration with Spirited Away. And what it was like these beautiful bags and boxes with Spirited Away graphics. And if you're not familiar with Spirited Away, it's through like the Ghibli studio, the same people that did like My Neighbor Totoro and a lot of these killer animations back in the early 90s. That particular collection sold out in an hour. The clothes, the packaging, everything was gone, unavailable. It's completely gone forever. Now you can go online and look at like a Mercari or eBay or anything like that and find the packaging for Spirited Away and Loewe. And each of those shopping bags are selling for like $100 or $200 for a paper bag that is empty. Imagine if this was an NFT and you can actually hold on to it for a long period of time. And there's a market and that it can be resold. You know, these existing shopping bags have been used. They've had boxes in them. They've been traveled and walked with. They've got creases. They're not perfect. And by the time it arrives to you, they're going to be a little bit more dinged up than when they were originally released. So you're purchasing something that's degrading. Now, if this was an NFT or something digital, then you're no longer having to worry about the physical damage that happens with this product. So how can you, as a packaging designer, begin incorporating some of these digital products into packaging? That's the question that I want to leave you with. And I want you to just think about it, because this is definitely something that's happening. It's definitely a reason clients are buying. It's definitely a reason that consumers are buying and are creating new fans. I'm going to be honest with you. If I went to the store, I wouldn't be buying Glenfiddich, but I love the packaging so much. I love the connection to NFTs and what they're doing that I wanted to be a part of it. Lucky for me, I was also drawn through this, through the NFT purchase. I'm going to have a sit down conversation with the brewmasters there and have a mentoring session on the different types of scotches and how they do it and how they build it and learn a lot more about the product. And then they also got additional drawings that, you know, I may win an original piece of art from this artist, which would then be a physical piece that's tied to the NFT. And if I sold the NFT, I could potentially transfer that art to the other person that purchases it as an add-on value. There's just a lot of things that can happen. It's really confusing at the moment because everybody's just trying to figure out how to make it work for them and how to make it work for their brand. But it's a great time to get in and just learn. Now, this is not investment advice. I'm the last person you should take investment advice from, but definitely something you should be looking at because there's something there and there's a way to connect that to physical packaging that's going to make a difference for your brand. Now, there's conversation around blockchain and how blockchain helps supply chain and how you can track product from start to finish. Well, that's amazing and that's great for the back end for how your business works. I'm not going to talk to you about that because I couldn't tell you. I'm not supply chain side, but I can tell you from a creative standpoint, NFTs are something that you should be looking at. All right, if you've got any questions, find me on LinkedIn. Ask me any questions there. I'm happy to answer. Do me a favor and look down at the app that you're using to listen to this podcast and click subscribe, click like, click follow. There's a little bell, click that. Click everything you possibly can click to support this podcast. I really appreciate it. We'll talk soon.